got to read that. Yeah, I know. We got to do this. This is heartbreaking. A mother and father are dead and their 13-year-old daughter is missing from the family's home in northwestern Wisconsin, where authorities were urgently turning to the public in hopes of finding the young teen before harm comes to her. A 911 call to the Barron County Sheriff's Office shortly before 1 o'clock in the morning on Monday brought deputies to a home in the 1200 block of Highway 8, just west of the city of Barron, where they found the bodies of 56-year-old James Kloss and 46-year-old Denise Kloss. Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said that while gunshots are involved in the deaths, he's not ready to say more about the circumstances inside the home. Roughly 80 miles northeast of the Twin Cities, daughter Jamie Kloss is missing from the residence, and her life is considered endangered. Isn't that weird? Because Polly Kloss was a little girl that went missing, right? But it's spelled differently.
Right. Yeah, yeah, she was in Petaluma.
Petaluma, there you go. Yeah. Absolutely. I will never forget that, man, when Polly Kloss's father and Elizabeth Smart's father appeared on the national news, and they talked to Elizabeth Smart because she made it back home alive.
Yeah.
They said, what is that like? And Polly Kloss was found dead, unfortunately. But the Elizabeth Smart's dad said, wow, it's just wonderful. We did pray a lot, and God answered our prayers. And Polly Kloss's dad said on national television, I guess my prayers aren't anywhere near as good as yours.
Oh,
man, I will never forget that. Missing children, people massacring little kids, I just don't understand what drives your brain. I just don't get it. Do you?
No. I drove through Barron a couple of weeks ago. It's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
It's rural. You don't expect this type of stuff.
But if you're going to bully anybody in a world that's full of bullies, you're going to bully kids, Tom.
Well, that's true. Very good point.
They can do that.
The National Center said Monday afternoon that an Amber Alert has been issued in an effort to spread the word about Jamie's disappearance. The center's notice said the teen was taken from her home early Monday morning, likely with a gun. Jamie is described as white, 5 feet, 100 pounds, with green eyes and blonde or strawberry blonde hair. Anyone with information could lead to her being found is urged to contact the sheriff's office, 715-537-3106. That's 715-537-3106, or call 911. Fitzgerald said, we have a lot of unknowns in the case, including who made the call to 911. That's the frustrating part. Authorities have no suspect or vehicle information, the sheriff said, adding that Jamie is not considered a suspect in the killings. Our main objective is to locate the 13-year-old, he said. And there's a picture of her, and she's got this kind of, you know, kind of torture, that smile where you get that look in your eyes like, I'm going to torture you, and then they get the big smile on their face. That is the picture of Jamie Kloss. So hopefully she'll be returned. Well, she's not going to be returned home because her parents are both dead.
Correct.
Jesus.
How tough is life going to be for a 13-year-old if she survives this? And she may have seen both parents killed, but she's an orphan at 13 years old, Tom.
You are correct, Philly.
That's tough.
Very sad. Very, very sad stuff.